Good afternoon. A British man has been arrested over the murder of an Irish tourist at a Costa del Sol pub in the early hours of this morning. Detectives say the victim was killed after being attacked with a broken bottle in the men's toilets at an unnamed Irish pub in Fuengirola. The incident has been described as a surprise attack which occurred after the British man started pestering several women in the pub, including the partner of the man who was killed. The suspected killer is 49 and the dead man 53, according to the police. After the attack, the alleged killer was said to have tried to flee the scene but was stopped by door staff at the pub. The incident occurred around 1:50 a.m. and police have established from inquiries that the victim and the attacker didn't know each other. Medical responders could do nothing to save the victim, who died at the scene. Election authorities yesterday confirmed that three Catalan separatist leaders who ran in the European elections on May the 26th may not become members of the European Parliament because they failed to follow national laws requiring a personal pledge to comply with the Spanish constitution. The Central Electoral Board rejected an appeal filed by the lawyers for Carles Puigdemont. Puigdemont fled the country following an independence attempt by Catalonia and settled in Belgium and recently won a seat in the EU Parliament. Two other separatist leaders, Oriol Junqueras and Toni Comín, have also been denied the possibility of taking up their seats as MEPs for the same reason. Their three seats will remain empty. The board considers that candidates must appear in person to swear or promise to comply with the constitution. Spain's Supreme Court today is hearing appeals in the case of five men sentenced to 9 years in prison for sexually abusing an 18-year-old woman, a conviction that triggered widespread outrage because judges acquitted them of gang rape. The public prosecutor, the victim, and the regional authorities want the men convicted of rape and given much longer prison sentences. The men's lawyers want them acquitted, arguing the woman consented. Women's rights advocates have expressed anger about what they see as the lower court's leniency and confirmation of the sentence by a second court. They have been organising national protests since the 2017 verdict. Prosecutors said the men boasted about the 2016 attack on a WhatsApp group named La Manga or the Wolf Pack. And former Spain striker Fernando Torres says he's retiring after an 18-year career that included stints at Premier League sides Liverpool and Chelsea and Italy's AC Milan. Torres made his Spain debut in 2003 and scored the winning goal in the 2008 European Championships final against Germany before helping his country win their first World Cup in 2010. He scored 38 goals in 110 appearances for Spain, making him the country's third highest goal scorer. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.